Archaeologists exploring caves in Indonesia have discovered a wall painting that could be the oldest figurative art ever found. And it depicts a cow. As NPR's Christopher Joyce reports, this is part of an underground bonanza of ancient cave art.
The limestone caves are tucked into remote mountains at the far eastern edge of the island of Borneo. Local people discovered the paintings when they climbed into the caves to harvest birds' nests for soup. They told scientists about them. No one knew how old they were. Recently, archaeologist Maxime Aubert from Griffith University in Australia was able to date the rock they were painted on. He was amazed. The oldest were from 40,000 to over 50,000 years old, and some were clearly art.
Really is like someone decided to depict what they saw like an animal or like another human, and they did that on purpose.
One painting of a wild cow was at least 40,000 years old. That would make it the oldest figurative art by thousands of years. There is older artwork in Europe and Africa, but it's geometric drawings, lines and dots and hash marks, or hand stencils made when you put a hand on a wall and blow liquid ochre over it. Cave art expert Genevieve von Petzinger at the University of Victoria in Canada says it's exciting, but not that surprising. She thinks figurative art probably got started a lot earlier than people thought.
I feel like we've been waiting for this now.
Why?
My personal opinion is that our ancestors in Africa already knew how to do all this stuff.
Von Petzinger says archaeologists will probably find even older figurative art in Africa and elsewhere if they look long enough and in the right places. The Borneo cave art is described in the journal Nature. Besides paintings, there are lots of hand stencils and stick figures of people. Aubert says the painters kept at it for a period of 30,000 years, and their work got more complicated over time. He says it paints a picture, literally, of our ancestors' world that old bones or tools cannot.
Someone painted that, and you see also, oh yeah, they were doing ritual dances, they're wearing those headdresses. You can see all that. The rock art, it kind of talks to you. It kind of feels like, yeah, they kind of did that for me, you know?
And for families, apparently. In one cave, the scientists crawled through a narrow opening into a side chamber. Inside, more hand stencils, but different.
You go in, and you look, and there's hand stencils there, but they're really small, you know, it's children.
Prehistoric, kindergarten, finger painting. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.